Hi, my name is Alan from LLB Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. Back to my earlier video on aging HDB flat. No sir, moreover, will price drop? Regarding this controversial topic, I know there is heated discussion on this pressing issue. What's next for aging flats? Will HDB kick me out of my flat when its lease reached zero? Will my property value continue to hold as it age? Will the government top up my lease back to 99 years? I've already sold my flat through the lease buyback scheme. How like that? How much will the government compensate me? Will I still be eligible for another subsidized HDB flat? Don't need to kanchong first. Let LNB Koko share with you my thoughts and possible solution to this aging issue. A huge disclaimer here. This topic is only for discussion. The government has yet to make any announcement of verb and how it is going to be implemented. But as usual, let me look into my crystal ball and teleport us back to 2030 for possible solution. Here, let's go. I know some will ask, why do HDB top up the lease back to 99 years? That will solve all my problems. The owner don't need to relocate and everyone will be happy. This is a too simplistic way of looking at things. This is a complex issue as Minister Chi had said. Firstly, let's say HDB does agree to top up the lease back to 99 years. Assuming the flats have a balanced lease of 30 years, how should HDB charge the owner for? 100,000 or 300,000? You charge 10,000, you already receive backlash from seniors. Lim pay no money, how to pay you? Don't need to talk so much. Come next GE, they will vote for opposition. Simple as that. Is that what the PAP government want? Definitely not. If HDB top up the lease back to 99 years, do you think the HDB owners will be angels and sell their 30 years old flat at the same price? Come on, let's don't be naive. They will turn into crocodiles and ask for $1 million instead. This will make a mockery out of the government. HDB buyers will also not be happy. How to pay $1 million for an old flat on a fresh lease? The building most likely is crumbling too. That is why HDB offer HIP too. Anyway, most HDB flat cannot last a full 99 years for sure. Then, what about 99 years leasehold condo owners? What about leasehold factory owners? Office landlord? HDB shophouse owners? All will want to top up their lease. Then, what about freehold owners? This will be never ending. In short, the government of the day wouldn't want to open this Pandora box. It will be foolish for them to do so. Having been in the property industry for more than 2 decades, since my days doing property management to on-block sales, I can say I have a deep understanding of the HDB market. After all, this is not my first time talking about sales or verse. I have easily mentioned them a few times in my earlier videos. In my humble opinion, this is how verse will be like. Most probably, they will be very similar to the Home Improvement Program or HIP. HDB will select a few precincts that are shortlist for verse. They will likely be flats built in the 1970s from Circuit Road, Mount Hill, Kampong Arang, Jalan Bahagia, Kim Keat to even Tiong Bahru. The resident there will have to vote. This means the choice is in the resident's hands. The law may stipulate that at least 80% of the residents have to agree to it before HDB will acquire their flats. If you don't, no worry, the authority will allow you to continue to stay until the lease end. Here, what if you outlive the flat lease? Bomeng to HDB is a stat board full of compassionate people. As what HDB has said before, if you outlive flexi flats, they will allow you to stay on. Not a problem. Back to voting. Once a 80% consensus is achieved, the authority will most likely acquire your flat based on its current valuation as of the date of acquisition. Sorry folks, when your lease has a balanced lease of 30 years, you shouldn't complain that your valuation is lower than a flat with a 60 years or more. Let us be fair to them. You have stayed inside the flat for an extra 30 years than them. You say, I talk sense or not? If you're still unhappy, let me share with you this comment. Take my parents' case as a good example. Why hold until HDB lease becomes zero unless you want 3 generations to stay until lease expire? My parents bought a 4-room Bishan HDB at 67,000 and after staying 35 years, intend to sell it at 667,000 and then downgrade to the 2-room HDB with 30 years lease at 185,000. Meaning all their life, they stay free in HDB plus get another 2-room flat with 30 years for free plus another 400,000 cash free for retirement in simple calculation without even touching their CPF at all. Idea right? This is what I have been advocating for the longest time. If you're eligible for flexi flat, you should exit early, cash out your resale flat for the bonus and move to a flexi flat till you bye-bye. Why bother to wait till verse? With the cash proceeds on hand, you want to go Batam, find your long lost girlfriend, also enough. Why worry so much? Some more, when you come back, you still have your CDC voucher lor. Shook to the max. As mentioned, HDB will most likely relocate the affected residents within the same town as far as possible. This will be a mega merry-go-round development. Tear down, rebuild and rehouse affected owners. Here, we are easily talking about 500,000 flats or even more with each cohort as they age. Singapore will become another huge construction site in the years to come. Anyway, back to the replacement flat. I think this is how verse compensation will work. If your flat is valued, say, 300,000, depend on floor level, floor area and renovation. Based on the same principle as SERS, HDB may offer you a replacement flat of the same value. But where to find 300,000 BTO flat? There is a limitation to how small HDB flat can build a flat. What they can possibly do is to offer flat with flexi lease instead. The same principle as flexi flats for senior. These flats will come with no resale value, meaning they cannot be sold in the resale market. This is especially suitable for those that prefer to age in place or don't have any saving left. Senior can choose those flats that cost, say, 150,000 and cash out the remaining 150,000 for retirement, plus some relocation benefit, say, $10,000. Enough ready, Singaporeans are generally happy people. Then, what about those that are not that old yet to live in a flexi flat? Say a couple that are in their 50s. The best alternative is to sell them a fresh 99 years HDB BTO flat, regardless if they have taken a subsidized flat before. Since the new BTO will cost more, the buyers will have to cough up the difference or to secure a subsidized loan from HDB once again. However, this is the catch. This is as good as sir, right? How can that be? The resale market will go haywire again when Singaporeans all chiong and buy aging flats. Well, what better way to introduce a subsidies clawback like prime and plus flat? These clawbacks have to be at a higher amount to prevent a lottery effect and de-incentivize buyers from taking advantage of VER benefits. I smart, right? Don't say only scholar can craft out good policy. What Singapore needs is people on the ground. Of course, must ask property agent. We all geng liang. You say, I correct or not? Hold on, things may not be so straightforward. Singaporean very smart one. They know how to game the system. You introduce ABSD, I decouple my HDB flat. You further raise ABSD, I buy in trust. Then you raise again, I go and do 99 one. You raise some more, I use my child name to buy. Sound familiar? This is the complex issue regarding the VERS situation. You give them flexi flat, some will not be happy. You give them a drumstick, others will complain why they stand to benefit. But let's be fair, an aging flat with a shorter lease should technically be commanding a lower value. This is the fact. Nothing wrong with HDB 99 years leasehold policy. In short, you must know how to play this game well. For many HDB owners, most don't own them forever. You'll be good to move to a studio flat early and enjoy your financial windfall. For those that can't, hopefully HDB can introduce a viable policy to tackle this tricky issue that affects thousands of Singaporeans. And this figure will keep increasing with an aging population. Coming back to those on lease buyback, sorry ho, HDB already say they buy back the tail end of 20 years. This means you will most likely bye-bye liao. Going forward, VER is a complex issue that affects a lot of Singaporeans, especially those in the Merdeka generation. Any wrong move will send the entire mechanism in the wrong direction. The 4 to even 5 gen leadership has to take a hard look at this. When it comes to people asset and voices, don't play. That's why the implementation of this VER come at a critical time in 2030. The right policy will send them to another strong mandate. Likewise, another resentment will send them back home in a single night. That's all. Hope you enjoy my sharing on VERS. Please help me like, share and subscribe. Thank you for watching.